News. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It's still a chilly forecast, but it's getting a little bit better. We'll call it partly sunny today. We may reach 50 degrees, which would be a big improvement over yesterday. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 30. Tomorrow, I think, should be the best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine and a high temperature near 60. Wow, that would be great. Chance of an isolated shower Friday morning as a little front moves through the area. Otherwise, low to mid-50s on Friday. A cool weekend with cold nights, but a storm-free weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customer, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. Larkin died earlier this month. Just days after Montgomery Public Schools returned to in-person learning, a local high school is going virtual for the next 2 weeks. Starting today, Montgomery Public School officials say that Carver High School will go virtual for 2 weeks after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. And Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris got the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine Tuesday. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 87,000 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. And then also, any caller can get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. $50 gift card from John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Howard Kurtz. Impeachment vote in Lizzie Pooh.
Steny, we're hearing from ABC's Jonathan Carl that the House will send the impeachment resolution to this the morning, Senate Joe. Next week. Can you confirm that?
I would be surprised if we waited till next week. I think we're going to send it as soon as we have the ability to do so. I don't think we're going to wait.
Okay, that was big news when he said it this morning. Howard Kurtz is the host of Media Buzz and a Fox News media analyst. Howie, good morning and welcome. Join in here on the conversation as the debate continues there in the Capitol, as some Democratic lawmakers, five Republican House members have decided to move forward with impeaching the president. Those five GOP members you can put up on the screen. Steny Hoyer says there will be more to vote in favor of this. What are you learning this morning?
Well, that's really the only remaining suspense here. The president is going to be impeached for the second time by the House later today. But Liz Cheney, who, as you know, is the number three House Republican, coming out with that blistering statement saying she'll vote to impeach, that the president betrayed his oath of office, could give some cover for Republicans who are on the fence about whether or not to join this impeachment. You know, on the morning of the riot, when the president addressed that rally, he mentioned Liz Cheney by name, saying we have to get rid of weak Congress people like her. It was reported today that her father, former vice president, of course, Dick Cheney, called her to tell her this. She was going to go on the floor and talk about it, but that's when the attack was underway and everybody had to shelter. The other thought I have has to do with how this will unfold, as you've been talking about this morning, Sandra. Mm-hmm. When it gets to the Senate, keep in mind that Chuck Schumer, not Mitch McConnell, will be running things, and they may try to do a quicker trial because the longer this goes on, the more Republicans make the argument, well, you know, I don't approve of what the president did, but he's a private citizen now, so why are we bothering to convict him?
If anybody's on 65 going north, and you can kind of give us a traffic report, or you're going south on 65 and tell us what you see, that would be helpful. All I'm getting from people is, what's going on 65? And the answer is, I don't know until I get somebody to give me an eyewitness of it. Let's go to Redtop. Redtop, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Boy, that's one of those interstates like the shorter exit that's constantly having issues. That interstate between Montgomery and Birmingham needs to be three lanes on each side, big time, don't you guys think?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a wacky interstate anyhow, but I'm not sure if three lanes would resolve some of the problems of bad drivers.
Yeah, this is true. Isn't the inauguration this coming Tuesday, guys?
Say that again?
Isn't the inauguration just this coming Tuesday?
It's a week from today.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I mean, the inauguration of this president is next Tuesday. This is just bizarre.
No, well, it's Wednesday because today's the 13th. It's on the 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one week from today.
It's just such a waste of time and energy, and it's pretty much the same song and dance we've been hearing for the past year of the other impeachment hearings and all.
But we're top. Now, this is bringing our country together. You know that, right?
Of course. I really need the unity and the healing of these wonderful, I want to keep you on the air, so I'm not going to give my personal feelings about this. It's as extreme views as I've heard yet, and really par for the course for the past four and a half years is what we've been going through. So, as I said earlier on Joey's show, my best wishes are for the Trump family to get safely out of D.C. and fade back into private life safely. The issue with them not donating to people is very convenient because there's no political campaigns to donate to now, so that's all window dressing, don't you think?
You're talking about the corporations not donating?
Yeah. They say they're going to cut off political contributions to such and such for 6 months. Well, there's no damn elections now anyway.
Well, so, you know, who is going to run and when they're going to run has a lot to do with how big your coffers are. So, but I'm not worried about the 6 month thing. I'm worried about him saying, "Well, see, this stuff started again, and we got to continue this home."
And being associated with a lot of Europeans and other people from other countries, and have been, of course, my whole life, people in other countries aren't talking about American Donald Trump all day long. They, especially the Europeans, they have a lot of business in their countries they're concerned with. So. This whole issue of the world falling around America and centering around America, I don't believe is really true. I think there's some truth to it, Dan, but think the media over-accentuates that for convenience, don't you?
You're talking about that the Europeans don't like us?
No, I just don't think we're as much of an issue
countries. I see what you mean, yeah.
We're not in these people's minds all the time. I know them. You know, they're not preoccupied with all American politics and all that in France and Belgium and all that. They got their own damn country. So...
Our biggest connection with all these other countries are world markets, and the one thing they don't like is uncertainty within the U.S. economy.
Yes. But you know, the EU's all whacked out anyway, and I have a lot of admiration for Boris Johnson. He has maintained his position and pulled off Brexit. I don't like what they're doing with the coronavirus, but, you know, we're talking England, a very crowded country. They may not have any choice. But the boy has held on and kept his bad haircut.
And what I was about to say, you know what is saving him? His haircut.
It's got to be. And the way he messes it up on purpose before he goes to the microphone, this is a wacky guy.
I know.
Hey, I'm gonna miss Donald Trump so much because what a colorful individual, and this was bound to happen. And I'll compare some things later in the week that remind me of myself and Donald Trump. But sorry to see it happen, and I don't think it's certainly not going to get him anywhere. We just need to dig in and be smart about how we work with all this stuff, guys. Thank you so much, gentlemen. As always, roll tide, go Trump.
I appreciate it an awful lot. David, a friend of mine, texted me, said, more bridge work at the river, northbound side. That's one. Another one is bridge work on 65, right off the interchange, right off the interchange. Rip is giving me a bridge report.
I had several calls to this effect.
And James Cole? Is that James Cole? He said, wreck on I-85 north at 15-mile marker, northbound, three vehicles. But that's not the problem. It's on 65. It seems the bridge is the consensus.
Yep.
Is the problem. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, I tell you what, I just want you to know I was so worried and so upset about the state of our country, but the steps that Nancy Pelosi has taken to begin the process of healing.
She is doing a great job with the healing part.
She really is. I mean, we need to have a truth and reconciliation committee, and she needs to be in charge of it.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, when you look back on it and you look at her, you know, tearing up his remarks at the State of the Union and all this, I realize right now the Republicans are on the defensive and they're turning against each other, which is exactly what they want. But I just think people are going to look back on it and the way that Mr. Biden does his job. And they may just put all this together and go, you know, we made a mistake, or maybe we didn't make a mistake, but you know, we're never going to pick these people again. We may not want another Donald Trump, you know. But I'll tell you the thing that I have the hardest time with his actions, and I mean the president, is that. I feel like he's made it a self-fulfilling prophecy that they said he would do anything to cling to power. They said he wouldn't lead, that he wouldn't be a gracious loser, that he wouldn't commit to leading. And they speculated that he would engage in all sorts of chicanery to try to, you know, not leave the White House. And some of what's happened, mainly framed by the news media, though, I understand that, but it still is, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you proved them right. You know, that you weren't going to accept the results and that you would be willing to, you know, do whatever. And he's not, okay? And like I said, I know the media has framed that narrative and misrepresented a lot of it. But he did put himself a little bit in the position of allowing them to twist it to make it look like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Let me reverse that. What if you knew that the election was going to be tampered with? And so you say, and Trump is going to fight this, and he's going to argue it, and he's going to make all sorts of accusations that aren't going to be true, and he's saying, I want to leave the White House. So if you already knew that was going on, that's what I would say.
I understand, and I think there's validity to that. I really do. I guess at some point, and now he's obviously conceded the fact that he's out of options. I think probably his crusade, if you will, to retain his job probably should have ended about a week before it did, and we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now. But he wanted to fight and to the end, and that's his right, okay? But let me say this, and I don't mean to offend you or any of your guests, but how would you feel 4 years from now if Kamala Harris decided that she wasn't going to recognize the electoral votes of Alabama and Florida because of alleged voter suppression, and thereby giving Joe Biden another term? We would be absolutely outraged. I personally don't think the vice president, I think he's got some power, you know, but not all that power. So I think that was, to me, the place where I thought he stepped over the line just a little bit was the way that he treated Mike Pence. And, it's just me, but Pence has always been loyal to him. You know, I don't know. Do you know of a vice president that's been more loyal to a president?
I don't. You're not getting any argument with me on the Pence. And, I think Trump was just lashing out because he's frustrated. I think in his mind, he believes the election was stolen. And it's just like, I know that I know. And he couldn't get there. And I think there was some bad advice of people around him. I think a bad front-end planning and things like that. But, John, I got to go. I got to go, buddy.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya.
Going to a break, coming back after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get your motor running. 272-9228, that's where we are. Trisha, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan, how are y'all?
We're good, and you?
Good. A little confused about what's going on in our country right now, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay, what are you confused about?
A lot of things. I'm not going to get into that right now. Have you heard that they're talking about doing armed protests in all the capitals?
Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday. I've talked to someone in the Fusion Center here, and it's a notice that the FBI sent out that there's chatter, and the Fusion Center here has not seen direct Montgomery ties to anything.
All right. Well, I hope that that's not going to happen. That would be the worst thing we could do. That'd be a sure way for them to go ahead and have a reason to take away our Second Amendment rights. Which I believe is one of the first things they're going to try to do after they get this creep in office. I wanted to tell you more than anything, I just got a text on my phone. I've donated to Trump's campaign, so I get texts asking for money all the time.
Yep.
But this is the first time I've ever got a text that says statement from the president. So I'm going to read it to you. You got a second?
Please. As long as it's not too long.
No, it's not. Because in light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no law-breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for, and it is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. Thank you.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Yeah, but the Democrats are going to say he did that is to kind of give him a plausible deniability. I tried to stop him.
Yeah, he was telling the opposite of what he wanted to do. A secret code.
Yeah. Well, it is amazing how, for example, here's the Democrats speak, and I see some Democrat stuff from Democrat people every once in a while. They believe the reason that Donald Trump is not going to the inauguration is he didn't want to be there and get caught up in the bloodshed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know that before he asked his supporters to come into D.C., I was seeing videos on YouTube where someone had intercepted their professional protesters' Zoom meeting. And they were calling for a bunch of BLM and Antifa people to be in D.C. last Wednesday. I saw this back in October. And they had military-style maps with boosters of Trump, homes location in D.C., police stations, utilities. They were talking about storming the White House and storming the Capitol. And I believe that President Trump asked the Patriots to come into D.C. that day because he knew it was going to happen, and he knew that if he used the military to stop them from doing what they were saying that they were going to do, it would look bad optically, and they'd be all over him in the news. And I believe he asked them to be there so that they could be a block for him on that day.
Okay.
And they were only able to get away from, but I saw the Zoom chat myself, and that's what they were talking about.
Okay. Well,
we'll find out.
In the fullness of time.
Probably in the next 2 weeks, for sure. Or at least the next week.
I hope so, Trisha.
I do, too. Y'all have a great day.
Ta-ta. Picket Fence, the winner of this week, great farm market, and all-around great person. Picket Fence, how are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good. Okay, what'd you get?
Well, when I went, I went Saturday, and I did not stay to eat because I was on my way to my grandchildren, so I loaded up with swamp cookies and muffins.
I bet you're the most popular grandmother in the world if you brought them swamp cookies.
Absolutely. Yes, and apples, and I got some goodies and went over there. And then I'm meeting my sisters over there to eat later on this week. So
all right.
I'm going to treat them to sweet treats. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And my grandchildren.
So did they love the
cookies? My grandchildren love those swamp cookies.
I tell you, I'll give you a little hint, is get some vanilla ice cream and take the swamp cookie and just heat it up slightly and then crush it over the ice cream. It is outstanding.
Yes. I love the ice cream and the peach cobbler together.
Ooh, that's my favorite. I was one of the first person that Reed tried that out on, and I said, Reed, this has got crack cocaine in it because I want it more and more and more. I mean, it is that good.
Yeah. It really, really is. It is. So it was great. It was great.
Well,
thank you very much.
You're so welcome. So you're taking whom down there for lunch?
My sisters. Your I have two sisters. Yeah.
Oh,
for lunch.
I know your sisters.
Yes, you do.
They will love that.
You do. Yes, I will.
You
I certainly will.
You have fun doing that and tell your sisters I said hi.
Yes, I will. I sure will. And they send you their love, too, and their prayers.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that big advance. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You do, too, Dan. Thanks.
Bye. Let's try to fit Dr. Harper in here before we get down to the bottom of the hour break. Dr. Harper? Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dan. It's great to join you here today.
How are you today?
Well, very challenged. It's very disturbing, you know, what's been happening here in D.C. and how the media don't like me questioning Biden and Harris. As you know, I do news reports at the White House telling the truth about what's going on and regarding President Trump's concerns. And they sure don't like me talking about Rudy Giuliani questioning you know, the issue of, and we're actually bringing up the issue of Antifa and other extreme groups being involved with this U.S. Capitol event. And we know there's more censorship, Dan, that is happening. And I'm really concerned about the freedom of the press for me and others that have legitimate questions of the Biden and Harris administration.
What have you seen very much on this attack that Israel did with the cooperation of the U.S. intelligence agencies?
The Israel attack about... actually, I didn't see that story. I mean, the Israel attack on who?
On Iranian depots that were storing arms.
That actually is news to me. I've been so caught up with... you know, the back and forth, the tit versus tat going on in the Congress regarding President Trump. Israel is a really big issue for me, Dan, for a lot of evangelicals. And I've reported the truth at the White House about what Biden and Harris would do in supporting Iran. And Israel's worried, and I can understand why Israel would want to do something now to curtail Iran. And, we are in such a serious state. I know I talked about, you know, Biden being at Gettysburg back in October, talking about the soul of the nation being in jeopardy or something like that. And I would say that he doesn't understand these spiritual matters. But I was reading when I was mentioned being distracted with the news today out of Newsmax, some news stories about... about Senator Lindsey Graham saying that these impeachment proceedings by the Democrats are really going to cause tremendous amount of damage. And I think he and McConnell are realizing that there's going to be no hope for them in this, the next election for any Republicans to win if they anger the evangelical base that they've been reaching out to.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lindsey Graham and McConnell both were reelected for six-year terms this year.
Okay, so it'll be a little while for them, but you know what about the other ones that are up for vote? And I'm concerned about the Republican Party. How you know they may have done irreparable damage, and if they're wanting the evangelical vote, I don't know how much they're going to get of that next time around.
Yeah. Well, I think the there are going to be a lot of Republicans that are going to be kind of surprised at how the electorate responds to them when they run for re-election, particularly those that are up in 2022 and 2024.
Yeah, what about the issue about the integrity of the election? That hasn't been resolved yet. How many people are really going to trust that their vote is going to be counting? And obviously that there's been some irreparable damage as far as about the integrity of the election. And you know, is the Democrat Party going to be in supportive of getting to the bottom of this election issues or the concerns about fraud? I doubt it.
No, they're not.
So anyway, some challenging issues at the White House. I will be planning to be back there with some other reporters dealing with some hot issues tomorrow and Friday. And of course, Saturday is supposed to be some big event. You know, Fox News had talked about some armed protests happening in all the 50 state capitals, and I don't know what that is.
That was from a memo from the FBI, and I've spoken to some people here, and there's no credible evidence that something's going to happen. They're just monitoring traffic, and that's what happens. Mm-hmm. You get traffic out there on the internet saying something's going to happen, and it just gets people all uptight.
It gets them all worked up. And have you heard of the organization called QAnon?
Yes, of course.
Well, I think there's some concerns that QAnon has been co-opted by Antifa, some other extremist groups. But there is so much chatter, it can wear you out and cause a lot of stress and get people paranoid on several fronts. But I hope and pray that, violence will stop. But, you know, to hold our leaders accountable in supporting the Constitution. And President Trump is in a very challenging situation. Now, Dan, you brought up the issue, another caller brought the issue about President Trump not attending the inauguration. What is behind Vice President Pence? I've had the question, why is he showing up? You know, Vice President Pence and President Trump haven't gotten along ever since that January 6th event.
Well, they had a meeting yesterday.
They did have a meeting to try to.
Dr. Harper, I've got to go here. I'm out of my break sequence here. You have a great day.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joey. Gonna be back right after this.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. A history-making vote in Washington this afternoon as House lawmakers move to impeach President Trump for incitement of insurrection stemming from last week's deadly riot in the U.S. Capitol building. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We know that the President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country.
It will be the first time in history that a president will be impeached twice. Security is high in Washington, D.C. and state capitals across the country as federal officials warn armed protests are planned in the days leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden.
The Department of Justice will seek to hold any violators accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, dozens have been arrested on charges stemming from last week's violence, and officials say more arrests are coming. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still a chilly forecast, but it's getting a little bit better. We'll call it partly sunny today. We may reach 50 degrees, which would be a big improvement over yesterday. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 30. Tomorrow, I think, should be the best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine and a high temperature near 60. Wow, that would be great. Chance of an isolated shower Friday morning as a little front moves through the area. Otherwise, low to mid-50s on Friday. A cool weekend with cold nights, but a storm-free weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. John Williams is flying as we speak, 17,000 feet. He sent me a picture. He's got it on autopilot, and he is tuning in Dan Morris' show. How about that for birdie?
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you something. It is funny that he did this. When I got out of my car today, I said this would be a perfect day to fly. Crystal blue skies, no humidity, and you just see forever. Now, he said they had a ceiling that had to go break through in Tallahassee, but Mortgage Corporation in the South, John Williams flying high, and he can help you fly high also. How'd you like that to do that? 567-9000, 567-9000, that is John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South number. His team is there waiting on you. VA, FHA, conventional, he can help you out with any of those. Anything that you've got that's 3% or higher, particularly VA, give them a call. Let them help you out. Few questions, easy solutions. 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, the big mortgage company on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. NMLS number 232-876, equal housing lender. Denise, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, Denise.
Hey, I was just calling because one of the earlier callers had mentioned something. They kind of posed a scenario where a possible future President Harris would be, could reject Alabama's vote because it didn't align with hers. And I thought, well, you know, that would be frightening, but if Alabama shut down their machines in the middle of the election and then threw everybody out, and then started counting ballots, then I would be okay with that. So I just kind of wanted to say we had to take the whole thing in the whole picture. There's a good reason why these votes were challenged. And to not challenge them would have been a great...
I would say that if there's something that looked like there were shenanigans, I would agree. I, as a longtime observer of elections, things just didn't look right. The fact that Florida didn't get called, Arizona got called with 94% of the vote in, 99% of Florida's vote was in, but they didn't call the election. And the place that was out is the Panhandle, which Trump does extremely well with.
Right. And none of it makes sense. Never in the history have we ever shut our machines down. There's a good reason why these were challenged, and it's a travesty against our country that they're pushing through regardless. And I guess we just got to live with it. But the one other thought I wanted to mention is something I had read this morning, and it makes sense, and it's basically, we're boiled down to this. There's only two options. And one is Trump and Q, or fraud, who sold the most convincing illusion in human history to tens of millions of people, while Biden was legitimately elected and will be inaugurated. Or option two, Trump and Q are true patriots who woke us up to a very real hidden reality. And Biden was never legitimately elected, will never be inaugurated, and many evil people will soon see justice. There's no middle ground, and I definitely side with option two.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that we may end up finding out the answer to this.
Me too. At least, you know what? I'm an optimist. I'd much rather throw my hat in the ring with the guys that are promising freedom than the ones that are showing us exactly how we're going to be living our lives. Censorship, quarantine, masks, restrictions for a virus, which, by the way, hasn't even raised the national death toll standard statistics. There was no raise in 2020's death standards for the United States. 0.01%, I think. So, it's all been a hoax, and I'd much rather bet on that than the alternative.
Denise?
You guys have a great day.
Thank you for the telephone call. Appreciate you. You were a great, great call. Soulja Boy.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Good.
I agree with you totally. That last call was a great call. I enjoyed that one.
She's good.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question, and Tucker made a good point, and it just behooves me. Everybody said that Trump incited. So, time-wise, Tucker said that the FBI and other agencies had gotten traffic emails via text, but mostly emails, that this violence was going to happen. So how could, if it was going to happen, you incite something if it was already going to happen 24 hours earlier?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, if you look at, one of the things you always do is look at the end result and who benefited from the end result. And who benefited from the end result were the liberal side of the equation, not Trump. Well, and so, it worked exactly the way it was supposed to. Hurt Trump.
And if you were law enforcement and sharing that information, be it Homeland Security, Department of Justice, local police department, Washington PD, whatever, the Capitol Police, if you got this information 24 hours earlier, would you have not been planned and had barricades and been out there in full force to ensure this didn't happen?
Yeah, and well, let me do this. Hang on for me. I'm going to play Chip Gaze, FBI warned the Capitol Hill Police.
We are learning that law enforcement did, in fact, receive a warning about last week's deadly attack on the Capitol. The FBI now says the day before the riot, a field office in Virginia warned of, quote, war at the Capitol. Jeff Begays is in Washington, where security is starting to ramp up. Jeff, good morning to you. What are you seeing?
That notice that you talk about, it was about this act of violence at the Capitol and telling people to come prepared to fight and saying, quote, we get our president or we die. The FBI says it was a notice that they took seriously and passed around to law enforcement across this country. A week before the inauguration, things are already ramping up here in Washington, or should I say closing down. Look right over here. They're putting boards on this building once again. And then down the block, this is what we're seeing across this city. And frankly, I haven't seen this ever before. You see streets being blocked off by big trucks like that one all over the city, blocking the entrances to the Capitol as well as to the White House and other specific landmarks.
There will be no excuse for violence, vandalism, or any other form of lawlessness.
In his first comments since last week's deadly attacks, Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen sent a warning.
We will have no tolerance whatsoever for any attempts to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power on January 20th.
It comes as members of Congress have been briefed on security threats ahead of the inauguration, including potential plans for a large armed protest and a plot to surround the Capitol, White House, and Supreme Court and kill lawmakers. One member of Congress called the briefing chilling.
Okay. Knowing a little something about Washington, D.C., could you see somebody encircle the White House? The Capitol grounds are huge.
Right.
The White House is pretty big, too. I mean, it's Supreme Court and the Capitol, I mean, they're across the street from each other.
Right.
But, you know, sir, there's some people going doing a circle around the Capitol. What should we do? I mean, that to me, I know that they've got to listen to the threat, but just think through that. You could, you know, I would say, we start seeing people in circle, go break them up. And that's what we're going to do.
So in your clip that you played, the FBI admitted to get in trouble. You know, that kind of reminds me of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Remember about those ships? Oh, yeah. They had a couple of days advance notice that those the Japanese fleet had left, right? Remember the reconnaissance and everything? And they just kind of blew it off.
Well, they didn't. They couldn't decode the message in time.
Right.
Also.
Yeah. And it just kind of reminds me of somewhat of that, because if you know 24 hours before, and then Mr. Trump says go down there, that's after the fact. How can you incite? To incite means to initiate, right?
Right.
So Mr. Trump had been doing his so-called rhetoric 24 hours earlier. These people were going to, whoever they were going to come no matter what. And they had traffic being spread to the FBI branches and stuff, and letting people know. And it almost seems like the D.C. cops almost didn't want to be there heavy, so a lot of this could be, you know, like whoever was coming have their way.
Well, you just laid into the second part of the story. Let me play it for you.
So far, the Bureau has opened more than 170 cases across the country for those involved in storming the Capitol. The potential charges range from trespassing and theft to felony murder.
Agents from our local field offices will be knocking on your door if we find out that you are part of the criminal activity at the Capitol.
Over 70 people have been charged, and that number is expected to rise.
Regardless of if it was just a trespass in the Capitol or if someone planted a pipe bomb, you will be charged and you will be found.
Already under arrest, Aaron Mostofsky, the son of a Brooklyn judge. He's seen here at the Capitol wearing a police officer's ballistic vest and clutching an officer's riot shield. Cleveland Meredith Jr. allegedly made threats in text messages against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He was arrested in Washington with an assault rifle, a handgun, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and steroids. Also allegedly seen in the crowd inside the Capitol, five-time Olympic medalist Cleet Keller, who appeared to be wearing a Team USA jacket. And there are shocking allegations that some members of Congress aided the raid. Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey said she will work to hold those unnamed members accountable.
Those members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th. A reconnaissance for the next day.
The Congresswoman has a military background. We reached out to her for further comment, but we still haven't heard back. And in what is a sign of the times, we found out yesterday that the Joint Chiefs of Staff sent a memo to all members of the military reminding them that their duty is to support and defend the Constitution and that their next commander-in-chief is going to be the 46th president, Joe Biden.
Sergio, I need to go to a break. Hang on for me. I'm going to go to a quick break. Coming right back to you.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Now, Soulja Boy, that wasn't too bad now, was it?
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Good. Well, you know, I was taking in that report about some of the other people, the Olympic athlete and the judge's son and things like that. They seem to be going out of the way to hit those people. But let's say all that is true and it's part of the, you know, part of what happened. I think basically you had some MAGA people who actually got caught up in the whole thing.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Soulja Boy would have been probably one of them.
Mm. There you go.
I would have got fired up, you know. I might even had a couple of adult beverages in my little march, you know. And then it wouldn't have taken much with my anger and hatred. Just like the BLM vice president said, you know, they condone the violence because, you know, when people get upset and frustrated and stressed out, it's justifiable. Well, then it's justifiable then for this, too. I mean, it was good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And to say, that last clip you played about the military, about your incoming commander, okay? Well, when we swear in, it's to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, in our president. Well, you know what? Until the president, incoming president is inaugurated, Mr. Trump's still my president.
Yeah.
And my commander-in-chief to that day.
Yeah, Joe Biden is president-elect, and he is a citizen.
And exactly. President-elect doesn't mean squat to me. There's no such official title as that. That's just made up for the media and everything. The bottom line is you're either president or you're not. Simple. And I just couldn't understand that. But, you know, there's the FBI. I love the FBI. Did they go after the people when all those people went into the Capitol on Kavanaugh?
No.
I want the same intensity, Dan.
There you go.
I mean, that's not much to ask. Is the Department of Justice being turned into a political weaponized weapon?
Well, a big area of disappointment for Danny Boy here is the fact that the Department of Justice didn't deliver what I was hoping that they would deliver.
They didn't deliver anything, did they?
Nope.
And we all waited on bated breath, waited before Christmas, waited after Christmas. Nothing.
Nada.
And Laura Ingraham, I feel sorry. She felt she was so big on the Attorney General, Jim, with the bar.
Yeah, Barr.
And she was so, by talking about his integrity and everything, she ain't saying anything about his integrity, his intelligence, or anything about it. She's keeping a low key because she's eating crow on that one.
Yep. I'll say the whole DOJ thing was very disappointing. Now, maybe Durham's going to deliver. I'm not going to bank on it. But if he does, that's great. If he doesn't, then I'm just going to kiss the Department of Justice goodbye.
I agree totally. I'm 100% with you. Until something happens, there's no way that a majority of this country can ever have any faith in our intelligence or our justice system. Ever.
Yeah. It's very disheartening, I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, gentlemen. You all have a great day. Enjoy the weather.
Thanks. You called us, gentlemen. Let me get to Glenn Greenwald. At least I can get one of these in, can I?
So this statement from Twitter encapsulated so much of what is happening and what is yet to come that I have to ask you about it to begin. Here you have a tech company acting as if it possesses its own State Department, giving totally unself-aware instructions about internet freedom to foreign countries across the Atlantic Ocean. What can we infer from this statement?
Well, I do think that the tweet that to which that alludes and that you were alluding to in your opening is an event that we need to pause and think about, because to me it was one of the most alarming events to take place in American politics in the last decade, which is that in the weeks up to the 2020 election, Twitter and Facebook united to ban any discussion of reporting by the nation's oldest newspaper, the New York Post, about documents regarding the Biden family, the front runner for the president of the United States, that everyone acknowledges were completely authentic. They simply censored any ability to disseminate discussion or reporting about the leading presidential candidate whom they wanted to win. In other words, doing exactly that which they're now lecturing the Ugandans that you can't do without violating the spirit of the open internet and attacking democracy itself. They're right about the principles that they expressed in that tweet. The irony, though, the really sick, dark, and dangerous irony is that they themselves are leading the way, not just Twitter, but Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple, in doing exactly that which they're lecturing other countries that they can't do. And I think the broader point, the more important one, Tucker, is that these countries are acting like nation states, more powerful than nation states, because that's what they are. Facebook, too, has committees now, the way a government would have committees, studying what is true and what is false, what kind of speech is dangerous, what kind of speech isn't dangerous. And that's why the amazing thing is that in the wake of Twitter and Facebook's ban of President Trump, you had numerous democracies around the world who have no love lost for Donald Trump. Quite the contrary. Chancellor right. Angela Merkel in Germany, the president of Mexico, French ministers who came out and said this is extremely dangerous, that Silicon Valley is anointing itself the world media that controls and is more powerful than other democracies, because they know that's coming for their democracies as well.
I love when Glenn gets all wound up. We'll put the second half of that interview tomorrow. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Gray Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM.